Okay, so here I am. As I promised, I'm not a fucking lazy ass Arab who don't know when to be available, who don't know how to keep his appointments. Anyway, I'm here, so you can start now.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, one of my favorite people in the world, one of the best people who's ever lived. He's taught me a lot about culture. He's a foreign exchange student from the United Emirates, Skyping in, Mohammed from Dubai, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for welcoming me to your show.
Hey, Mohammed, I taught you how to do some accents, remember? How do you do a British accent?
Oh, that's easy. If you want to speak English, you have to push your words forward. Yeah. When I was preparing my speech to accept my Academy Award, something like that.
That's amazing. He can do English accents. Ladies, you know, this is a real catch. This guy's coming around August 15th or so. He's moving back to New Orleans from the United Emirates. I hear rumors he's taking girls out on Bourbon Street in a limo. I don't know. There's rumors.
Well, yeah, that happened when I was back in New Orleans, when I was there, you know. You got to improve your game, you know. Each time you have to bring something new, something that no one else can do, you know. New Orleans, you know, I'm a guy from Dubai. I'm not rich, but compared to American people, you can say that I'm rich. But in my country, I'm pretty much normal. Anyway, you have to, you know, if you want to get new things, to get high quality things, you need to improve your game. You need to bring something that no one has, you know. You need to give them something that no one has, something that you only can do. For example, a limo. I don't think students can afford limos, you know, like each night or each week. But I can do that, you know. Sometimes it's all about investments.
Investments?
Anyway. Yeah, investments, that's right.
I don't know a lot about business. You know, you got to explain to me, Mohammed. You know, these are Americans. My audience is Americans. You know, they're not like slick business guys from Dubai. You know what I'm saying? So what do you mean by investing in a limo? Because that sounds like money that you're only going to spend for one day. An investment?
You know.
Interesting.
You know, when you take a girl on a ride with a limo, she will not forget that, you know. Well, for example, now it's me, Muhammad, and you got Eric. Muhammad took the girls on a limo, but Eric didn't do that. With Muhammad, we can have fun in the limo, but with Eric, we have to take the fucking bus, the uncomfortable bus, and wait in the bus station, blah, blah, blah.
Unbelievable.
Which one would you prefer to go with?
That's disrespectful, Muhammad. This is my podcast. Listen, I got the Prius now. It's a different ball game next semester, you know?
Look, the truth is painful, but you gotta admit it. You know, you will improve your game with your car. I will improve my game. I'm not gonna expose what I'm going to do, but you will see that.
Are you gonna get a Hummer limo?
I don't know.
Like an SUV limo with a swimming pool in the back?
Probably something big. I don't know, but you know,
like a live shark swimming around in the pool in the back of the Hummer limo.
You know, I don't think I'm interested in sharks, but maybe lions. You know, since you know, Dubai people love lions and cheetahs.
What do you know? Those are dangerous. What? Those are dangerous animals. What do you mean? Dubai people just have a lot of lions and cheetahs?
Yeah, most of them. You know, because lions and cheetahs know who to respect, you know. They know who's the fucking boss. So that's it, you know. Dubai people like to show money, like to show power. So money and power equals lions and cheetahs, dangerous animals.
Are you saying that how many people, like if you see a Lamborghini or a Ferrari driving down the street, how many of those have a lion or a cheetah in the highways of Dubai? What percentage?
Well, it depends, and I don't think that people who owned Lamborghinis and Ferraris would be interested in lions. You know, I'm talking about people who like G63. You know, it's a four by four car, G63, and it's Mercedes-Benz, and you got the Range Rover, you know, Vooch. You know, because our president, the president of Dubai, owned G63 and owned a Range Rover. So all the young people like me who are 18 years old or 24 years old, 23, you know, they like to own the same car because, you know, when you have the same car of the president, you know, it's just something big in Dubai.
So, but what I don't understand, let's say they're speeding, a cop pulls them over in Dubai, their license plate is Dubai 0001, and they have a lion in the next seat. What am I talking about?
I don't think that a reasonable police officer would stop a car like that.
What? Why? They're speeding.
Even if they were speeding, you know, he don't want to get fired. You know, there's always a high power in the city. You don't want to cross that red line, or you will be out of the game before you even know it.
How many cars have lions in them?
It's not about the lines, it's about the car, the plate number. You know, if you have like plate number one, you are for sure you are a president. If you have number two, maybe you also are a president. If you have like five or six, plate number five or plate number six, that means that you are a super rich guy because it's fucking expensive, you know, like.
What if I wanted to buy plate number 14? How much would that cost me?
14 Dubai, it depends on the code. There are codes from A to Z. Code A, code B, code C are super expensive. The rest of the codes are less expensive. I mean, if you want to buy like 14 code A, I will say that it's probably like. I don't think that you can find 14 because no one would ever sell it. But if you would find it, it's not gonna cost less than $2 million.
So how much would it cost if I just went to the Dubai, police department or Office of Motor Vehicles, and I
Yeah.
said, "Hey, how much is the cheapest plate possible? I don't care what number is on it. Just give me
Oh,
whatever you're
the
gonna give me."
I'm not sure because I didn't buy one yet, but I think it's going to be like, I'm not sure, maybe like $70 or the $150, and it's going to be a stupid number with a stupid code, and no one will give a shit about you in the street.
So people are just buying and selling the highest plate number with each other in
Yeah,
a black market?
there is a huge market for the plate numbers. If you have a nice plate number, that means that you are rich. That means that you have good connections with the presidents or whosoever. That means that you have money. So when girls sees that, they will know that they are gold. Most of them are gold diggers, so they will just chase you down to get your number and fuck you.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I
plate
saw
number,
Mohammed.
plate.
Mohammed. I saw a picture of a bunch of lions eating a shark on a lawn. They were eating a shark because some rich person in Dubai is like, "My lions look bored today." So he had his fishermen go and get a shark from the ocean, put it on the lawn so that his lions would have fun eating it.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy. That guy studied with my brother in high school in 2004. And he is not actually from Dubai, he's from Sharjah. But he owns a couple of lions. And you know, when you have a lion and you have raised the lion from his first day, you know, since he was born, you would love him like your kid, you know. You would give him anything. I mean, I don't know if you would understand that because you don't have lions. You don't even have dogs. Do you even have a heart? Anyway.
Do I have a heart? Your friend is feeding a shark to his lions.
So what? He
He could
love
give them
his lion.
rabbits. He could give them rabbits, you know.
What, do you think it's a fucking snake? It's a fucking lion, a huge lion. He needs meat.
Shark
So.
meat.
Shark meat. Yeah, you know, you have to be fancy on these stuff. And I just want to let you know that lions and cheetahs are not expensive. If you want to buy a lion, it's going to cost like $7,000, $10,000, or $12,000, no more. So I don't think they are too expensive for a lion.
Hey, Mohammed, we should go into business. We should go to Africa and grab lions and then sell them to rich people in Dubai.
You know, the lions that
we
you see...
We should smuggle endangered animals.
Wait. The lions that you see on Instagram or the newspaper are nothing. A white tiger costs like $150,000. That's something to be interested in. Not a bunch of lions from the zoo or Africa, no.
What if you were what if a lion was like eating people, but he had a license plate around his neck that was like 0A03. Would the police be able to mess with it, or would it have too much political power? And it was albino.
Wait, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it, please?
What if there was a lion killing people in the streets? All right.
It
had a
possible
license plate around its neck that was A03. Would the cops try to shoot it, or would it have too much political power? It was probably filled with shark meat, you know, because albino, real exotic lion. Who would be able to fuck with it? It's got too much political power. It's albino.
That's a different thing. And I'm going to just let you know that lions don't go out on the streets. No, that doesn't. And about that guy who feed his lions sharks, he used to keep his lions in his house, you know, in his house where he lives. He had like a little garden for them and cages. But one day he took his his lioness out on the neighborhood, and a girl saw him in the car and she was scared, so she contacted the president of Sharjah, and he put a new rule: you can't keep dangerous animals inside your house in Sharjah. You know, this is a city, you know, we're talking about a city like Sharjah, Dubai. So in Sharjah you can't keep dangerous lions in the house, you have to put them in farms. So, what you're saying is impossible to happen. And in Dubai, you can keep them in your house.
Has anyone been killed by these lions being everywhere? If everyone in the neighborhood has a lion, you know, some little cousin's going to get ripped up sometime, right?
No, it's not like that. Too many people have lions. Not too many people have lions. But it's not the same. You're thinking about something different. It's not the same. It's not like you will find the full neighborhood with lions like dogs in America. No, it's different.
All right, well, they're all behind fences. They're all well-trained, and it's, that's just my mommy, and it's some dude, you know? So if you raise it from a baby, you know, I get all that. But they are incredibly dangerous animals, and sometimes it's very easy for them to murder somebody. So has this ever happened?
No, it didn't happen here. You know, I think we should change the subject.
Okay.
We shouldn't talk about lions.
We had a Facebook fight.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, well, listen. I'm just kind of confused, because we have this little 914, that's our apartment number here, you know, we have a check.
Eric, you can't say that in your podcast. If you continue any further.
What?
I will not continue this podcast.
What?
Your choice. You have 5 seconds to decide. Do you want to continue this podcast?
Yes.
Then you don't have to talk about that thing that me and you know. So continue with your questions.
Ian posted something interesting there's a statue in Normandy. Do you know, there's a soldier who came home from World War II. He was dressed in a sailor suit. He, you know, just won. He comes home. We won the war. It's over. He grabs a lass. He kisses her. It's photographed in Times Square. There's a statue of that moment in Normandy, but now a feminist is saying that the statue should be taken down because it was a sexual assault.
I think that's boring, and I think that feminists are fucked up, you know?
What do you mean?
Feminists are fucking fucked up. Do you think that men and women should be equal?
What?
I don't think so.
Whoa, big words, Mohammed. Listen, you know, you were here during Mardi Gras.
So I have a roommate from Dubai, you know. In Dubai, they wear burqas. They're very conservative. But he came. They sent him to New Orleans, and they gave him $30,000 a year plus $7,000 for living expenses, and it broke his brain. He was here during Mardi Gras. He phoned me all out of breath and drunk. He's like, Eric, you have no idea. I saw fucking 14 tits in 30 minutes. It was unbelievable. I just give beads. They show me their boobs. I give beads. I take a photograph of their breasts. It is ridiculous. They wear burqas over there. Anyway. This is a true fact. If you're 16 and you have sex and then you get pregnant, Dubai comes by and they say, hey, you have two options here. You can either raise the baby or we murder everybody. That's true. I wonder if MTV's Super Sweet 16 or I'm 16 and pregnant, you know, happened in Dubai, it would always end in blood no matter what. You know? Whoa. Deep political issues. Should we be offended by that? I'm not sure.
What are the rules exactly? If a woman, let's say, just wears something like an American and walks around in a mall, what would happen to her in Dubai?
That would never happen because, you know, we have traditions.
What if it did happen?
It would never happen because the girl would be afraid. She must have a father, she must have a brother, and, you know, they wouldn't let that happen.
What if an American girl comes and visits a mall in Dubai and walks around in her American clothes?
Yeah, it's nothing. So it's okay. It's her religion, her rules. She can do whatever she wants. As long as she's not a prostitute. You know, because we don't like to keep prostitutes in Dubai.
Where do you keep them?
We keep them in a cage.
What?
You know, sometimes you get bored. You want to touch, you know. Anyway, you can change the subject. What's your next question?
I want to know what happens to two teenagers. Let's say two high school teenagers. They have sex. Uh-oh, they're pregnant. Uh-oh, they didn't get married. What would happen?
I can't tell you what would happen. So you can continue with your questions, Eric.
I'm not sure what I'm allowed to ask you about.
Well, you can't ask me about my religion because I'm not gonna disrespect my religion or say anything about anything.
I'm just curious. There. I mean, like, as an American...
Yes?
I'm interested to know, you know, you're an exchange student. You know, from what I understand, the government of Dubai is giving you loads of cash to go to Mardi Gras at New Orleans. And I was wondering if there was any cultural, you know, differences when you were in America and got to experience a very different culture.
You know, it's fun to see new tits, you know. It's fun to buy beads and give to girls, you know. But there are things that I have seen in Mardi Gras. You know, if you bought, like, big beads, like $20 beads, you would see the hottest tits in New Orleans. What would you want more?
How does it work? So you just have beads and there's boobs, or what do you have to, what's going on?
You know, you just have to ask them if they want beads. And they would just show you their boobs. It's so fucking easy. But, you know, I was a kid at that time, so I didn't really care.
That was four months ago.
New boobs. But I don't think it's the same now. I don't want to just see. I want to do what's more.
Did you have... You know, when you got back to Dubai, were you confused about... you know, it's culture shock. Then you're snapped back into your culture. Then you come back to America, and it's beads for boobs. In Dubai, if you show your titties around in a mall or something like this, you're dishonoring your family, and that is a big crime. And I hear there's, you know what I mean? So that's quite a shift.
I don't think that anyone would want to show their tits in Dubai or in a mall. I'm not talking about local, I'm talking about Americans. Even if they came, I don't think that they would want to do that because they will be fucked up.
What does that mean? How?
Can you show your tits in a fucking mall in America? I don't think so.
Yeah, but they can wear sexy little outfits that kind of show their boobs a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And their faces are exposed and their legs are exposed.
It's okay here, you know, we don't care if she was American or anything, we don't care. Even if she were local, you know, no one gives a fuck. But her family would, you know, they would not be okay with it. That's where is the problem. But the government, no, it's like just another girl walking by with an American clothes. Who cares? But I don't think that her family would like to see that.
Why?
Because it's our religion, you know. What would your cousins say? What would your whole family say? If the whole family wore burqa and your daughter doesn't wear a burqa.
Are there like dance clubs and stuff like that? Can you go out at night and put a nice shirt on and go crazy at night? Is there any like theater?
Yeah, there are. There are some dance clubs, yeah, definitely, but you can't go there like every week, because it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's worthless.
But you can come to America and go to the Boot every weekend. You've been to the Boot, the bar.
Yeah, I've been there.
What's going on at the Boot?
Yeah, it's nice to find and meet new people every week. Do you like assholes, Eric?
What?
Do you...
Are you talking about people who are mean, or are you talking about the hole at the end of a lady's bottom?
I don't know. I mean, well, let's say that. You know, when I heard your conversation with our friend, you know, V.
Okay.
You used three nicknames to describe three French girls.
What?
I would like you to use a nickname for the Austrian girl who liked to fuck. That horny Austrian girl. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, you need to talk more about her in our podcast.
Greta? Are you talking about Greta?
Yeah, Greta. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, she was... Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did our friend V fucked Greta?
What? Rumors, rumors, rumors.
No, 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 no. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. You know, when I heard that podcast, I remember that he said that he could get two of the girls before I get one of them.
I was supposed to text them after my show and then meet up with them and then take the limo ride home. That was my ride home, was the limo. And we pre-planned, I'm going to text you, let me meet up with y'all. And then, and he just, you know, he juked me as well. His phone was, his phone super did not work when he was in a limo with three French girls.
Stop, let me tell you the whole phone thing. So we have Muhammad number, right? We call, rings three times, he answers, does not say anything. I hear bullshit in the background. He hangs the phone up. So I text him, hey, it's B-Dog. This man continues to never answer the phone, not even once, not even again. Not even again. Like, it rings twice, it goes straight to voicemail. Rings twice, rings three times, rings four times. He's obviously hitting the red button on the phone, like, hey, to hell with you. I'm going to try to have sex with these French women without you guys around. I'm like, is that how y'all do it? Y'all eliminate the competition? That's what, but at the same time, I can't help but applaud the young man because he's such a lame, like, loser that he had no chance with these women. Like, I'm telling you, Eric,
but it was
Eric had more chance having a French Menage a Trois with two of them than Muhammad had touching the thigh of one of them. Pretty sure the French girls' defense were on like nine. But also, Fred might have a boyfriend. I don't know which one of them got a French boyfriend. It's hard.
Did you ask him?
Huh?
Did you ask him? Did you guys end up sleeping with any of these guys?
No one schooled me. Well, I only had one good night with him. I was supposed to be in the limo with him. I speak French. This man, I speak French. We both speak French, and this man ditched us. But well, I can't help but applaud the young man.
I mean, it's also like a super pimp move, you know? It's also like...
A super pimp.
No, if it worked, it would have been super pimp.
No, I'm saying like, as far as your chances with us in the limo compared to your chance without us in the limo.
They were infinitely increased.
Infinitely small. Yeah. It went from a 0.1 chance to like a 0.2. So he doubled his chances, but... He never actually had a shot at any of them.
What do you think about that?
Let's go back. He fucked Bretta, the most horny girl in the fucking university. She was ugly and horny. What the fuck? Could you compare Bretta to the French girls?
Listen, well, this is a rude conversation. I don't want to... Look,
maybe No. Could you compare the glorious Muhammad and Eric? No, you can't.
What? Wow.
So I think that our friend said a lot of bullshit that night, you know, in his podcast. In your podcast, a lot of bullshit. He said that I have 0.1 chance with them on the car. And without them, I have 0.2. What the fuck? Well, I don't know who was going around New Orleans club the whole night just to find me. you know, it was fun to run away with the limo and ignore you all.
Ignore us? I thought your phone didn't work anymore, Mohammed. I thought your phone was broken that night. So I was supposed to meet you in the limo. And so was
No. I didn't ignore you. I ignored V. So anyway, what do you think about what happened in that limo?
What happened?
What do you think about the whole thing, you know?
Nothing happened. Here's my thing, Mohammed. You can't just buy everybody off. You have to work hard. You have to have also a personality and stuff going on. If you just, you know, throw a bunch of money at a situation, you're not really showcasing anything because it doesn't take a personality to buy a cool car. You got to do stuff, man.
No, I don't got to do stuff. I got to offer stuff.
It's not just about buying people off, you know? It's not just about having the 001A license plate, right? It's about, like, what do you do?
No, it's about having the nicest dick in the world.
What? You have the nicest dick in the world, Mohammed?
You know, if you offer egg sandwiches...
I offer
Mohammed sandwich.
So,
Mohammed's meat.
I gotta set this part up, okay? In Dubai... You have, how many maids do you have? Five maids?
None. I work by myself.
Okay, you have 5 maids in your house in Dubai
what?
That you're living.
What?
And
what? What?
And so then you come here, you don't know really how to cook or have the motivation to cook, but I'm a pretty good cook, right? And so we would have egg sandwich contracts.
Well, I'm trying to write a book about his life now, and he, at first, he's a tough negotiator. He's from Dubai. He's $20 million. His life, right? So I was like, you motherfucker. Then I explained to him book deals and stuff, and he's like, 95% of the profits. Shit. It was late night. He was stoned. He was drunk. I said, listen, I can make a really good egg sandwich right now. Boom. Signed a book contract for an egg sandwich. If you bake cheddar into toast, you can make some fucking business happen. At the right time. Business. But now, you know, I'm kind of poor. It's the summer. School just finished. I'm just doing whatever with my life. I don't know how to occupy my time. But I want weed, you know. So now, my relationship with Mohammed has devolved into egg sandwich for weed contracts. So that's basically how I spent my afternoon, making a fucking little bread American teenager now. For joints. This is where I'm at. This is the level of comedy you're seeing. I'm making egg sandwiches for joints.
For example, I bought your life rights to write a book about your life with an egg sandwich. I also...
Wait a minute. You bought my life with an egg sandwich.
That's it was the dumbest a tough negotiation. We did business that day, Mohammed.
That's bullshit.
You said $20 million, but then you were hungry, you were drunk, it was the right time, you really wanted an egg sandwich because I was baking cheddar into an English muffin, and you were like,
hustler.
Okay.
Hustler. You are a fucking
accusations.
Hustler.
Accusations.
But you know, you didn't buy my life. That's bullshit, you know, because I have never ever signed anything.
What?
And I have never ever, you know.
What's
you
on
have
this napkin
no
I have?
You
with
have
crayon.
No evidence.
I have a napkin with crayon and photographs with it.
No, you don't.
Really?
You have Robin's signature. That's it.
What? Robin forged your signature?
Yes.
You know what's illegal is forgery. Forgery's illegal. Wow. Were you present when he forged your name? Were you in the same room when he forged your name?
Yes.
That's conspiracy to forgery and forgery.
He
there's penalties.
He did that and he threatened me not to talk.
He threatened you? Countersuit. Countersuit. Oh, you want to mess with me? Who's your lawyer, Mohammed? Who's your doctor? Who's your lawyer? You want to fucking mess with me that I didn't buy your goddamn life rights? Forgery,
my
perjury,
countersuits? With my lawyer? I have 2 brothers in this fucking world, and they both studied law. Who's my fucking lawyer? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, who's your American lawyer? Oh, when Mohammed's in jail, who gets a phone call?
What jail? What are you talking about?
Oh, interesting.
I don't know
the
what you're
files
talking
are
about.
Only confidential when I'm your lawyer here. Interesting.
I have no idea what
you
you're talking
want to play
about.
Hardball. You want me to open these files and then tell me I'm not your lawyer? Interesting. Wow.
So look, Robin threatened me not to talk. He said that I would. No, I'm not gonna say what he said.
What did he say? He threatened you?
Yeah.
Wait, me and you, I could sue him. He threatened you?
Yes, he did.
How? Physically? With violence?
No, not physically. You know how it's been, you know, with Robin, you can meet some hot pussies with Robin. So he threatened me. You know, because he's always all over the hot girls in the university because he's French, blah, blah, blah. And you know the rest. So he said, if you speak, you will not be in the game with me. My time is precious, Eric.
Oh, really? Your time is precious? Do you want to know all the fucking things I have to do today?
What do you have to do?
I have to get I already did Muay Thai in the morning. You know that. I was texting you earlier. I was like, I gotta go to the gym. Because I have to fucking do that. Then I have to get my printer fixed. I have to activate a new card. I gotta call Groupon and say, where's my money, bitch? Then I gotta go to D-Max for a mic at 6 o'clock every Tuesday. That's 542 South Jefferson Davis Parkway in New Orleans. Then I have to go to the House of Blues. I also have to meet with Uber, and I had to do this podcast with you, and then I have to Uber drive all night. What are you doing today?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Your time is precious. Oh, you gotta be downstairs for dinner by the time it's cooked for you? Wow.
No, I have to go to fuck some bitches. So,
that was the best answer you could possibly give. I'm proud of you. If I could be doing what you're doing, do you know how jealous I am of you? You know?
Why?
Well, because you're fucking a lot of bitches. And I'm jealous. I'm just busting my ass trying to get anything in this world. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when you said that, I remember what happened. You know, when... there were three girls who tried to hustle you. They had everything. Free dinners. Someone to go out with. Someone to pay the fucking cab. You know?
Hustled.
Someone to entertain them. You know, but there was one thing that I was really pissed off. You know, you didn't get any pussy. You didn't get anything. And they just left. And you didn't tell them about your joke, about how famous you want to be. Do you know how hardcore is that?
I know exactly how famous I want to get, though, you know? I figured this out. It's important to have goals with stand-up, you know, mile markers, you know? I figured out exactly how famous I want to get. I want to get so famous that I'm dancing in a club, some girl recognizes me, she brings me into the bathroom, you know, she sucks my dick, I'm like, are you going to swallow it? She's like, ooh. Like, are you gonna spit in the toilet? She's like, whoa. She just runs out, whoa. She gets on the bus driver's like, where are you going? She's like, whoa. She sits on a bus for 9 minutes. She transfers buses. Like, where are you going? Sits on another bus for 15 minutes. She gets out of the bus. Her grandma's like, where have you been? She's like, runs up the stairs, the spiral stairs, you know, knocks her teddy off the wall so she can't read, watch her, locks the door, takes a crucifix, throws it under the bed, and she just starts going, tries to extort me for baby money. That's how famous I want to get. It's the same with the NBA, it's the same in football, the same place in Wall Street. I want that's how, you know, have goals. I want girls all over the city. In alleyways, in the fucking playpen at McDonald's, behind the animatronics at Chuck E. Cheese, water slide. Goals.
Oh, you're saying that's... I didn't lay it on the line as disgustingly as I possibly could?
Yeah. You know, maybe if you were disgusting, maybe they would love that.
Yeah. Just more flirtatious. You didn't try it. If I just turn it up to like 10.
You know, if you say that you love bitches to suck your dick and come on them, you
what?
Know, and then they extort you for baby money, I think they would love that. You know, after you told them that you would sell your screenplay for $5 million, you could have done that. Why didn't you? You could have hustled them to get a blowjob and then give them nothing. Do you know how fun is that?
You don't give anybody nothing. You give people limo rides, you know?
You could have hustled
adventures.
Them.
Well.
You know, all the players around the world, all the pimps, all the guys that pick up girls, they are all hustlers.
Hustlers?
There is no such a thing like love. It's all about hustling and fucking. That's it.
What did it say on your door? You lived with me. You were my roommate. You lived across the hallway. You share a bathroom with Ian.
Yeah, I know. It said Muhammad, pussy doctor. What else?
The hustler.
What?
The hustler.
What hustler? That was written on your door?
No, my door says Dr. Hollebach. Your door said the hustler.
Hustler. Well,
who'd you hustle? You hustled me for some egg sandwiches because I was low on weed.
I didn't hustle you for some egg sandwiches. You hustled me for some joints.
What?
That's the truth. You hustled me for some joints.
You were hustling me for egg sandwiches. I don't want to cook for you. I don't want to be your fucking mommy. I don't want to be your maid. You hustled me to be your servant.
That's an honor to be my mate. How rude.
How many friends do you know that have lions? How many friends?
Couple of them. Why? My cousin have a cheetah.
A cheetah? Does he ever feed it rabbits? And how much land does it have?
One of our friends have a white tiger.
How much land does your friend with the cheetah have?
I don't know.
Does he have, like,
anyway,
2 kilometers of land? Like, does, you know what I mean? Like, 2 square or 5 square kilometers? What does he have?
He have nothing. It's in his house. It's like a cat. You
I
know,
thought
when,
that was illegal because your friend had him in the
it's
house.
It's a big cat. That's it. It's just a cat, you know, a pet.
And it's always in the house and it never kills anybody.
Yeah, it never kills anybody.
And they just put a bowl of meat on the floor and it eats that?
Yeah.
Wow. They never give it the
rabbit? They never give what?
It a rabbit? To run around and kill?
I don't think so.
They take the claws out?
They can take them to the parks, you know. That's it.
Did they take the claws out of a cheetah?
Do they what?
A cheetah has claws, like knives in its hands. Did they take those out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Look, man, I'm not impressed by what you buy. I'm impressed by what you do, Mohammed. I want you to be... you know what I mean? You can get so much stuff done in a day having the resources you have. So what I am impressed when you do is when you work hard and you use the time you have and the privilege you have to get some work done. And you know what I mean? Go after something that you want to do.
Yeah,
I
like
I wake
to use
up
my time to hustle girls
of,
to send me nude pictures on the phone. Are you impressed now?
And that's a full-time job?
No, that's not a full-time
job.
How many
hours a week do you put into getting boob pictures on your phone?
I don't know, like 2 hours a day when I'm bored at the house. You know, sometimes you have nothing, you have to jerk off. So would you like to jerk off on some bitches on the internet or some bitches that you have met in your real life? What would you prefer? I prefer to keep it real. You know, I think that for this podcast, I have to be high. I have to be drunk. And I'm not high and I'm not drunk, so how the fuck do you expect me to come up with some dumb shit from before?
What do you mean? You were I noticed that when you lived in Mardi Gras, you kind of were drinking a lot and smoking a lot because, you know, I think that you have never been exposed to that stuff before in your life. But then you go back to Dubai, and now you have to be sober because now you're absolutely adhering to your religion. What's going to happen when you come back?
I am not sure, but I think... I don't think I'm going to try to smoke again because weed stick in your blood. But I think that I'm going to drink. Not too much. But yeah, maybe I will drink. So... I have not smoked or drank from a month and 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
It looks like you lost a lot of weight. It looks like you're in good shape.
Yeah, I think I'm in good shape.
Are you exercising every day?
Yes. I am exercising. And that's it, you know. I have a boring lifestyle now. Can't wait to go back to New Orleans.
Are you going to get a car? Did you get your driver's license?
Yeah. That was a month ago.
And that was the end? Do you have a car out there?
I have crushed my car.
What?
Yeah, my car. I made an accident.
What happened?
Yeah, from the back and the front.
What?
But, you know, I think that was for the best, you know.
What happened?
You know, I can't say the whole details because they are dangerous details. I think that I just can't say them. But my car was 2009. Tomorrow I will have my car back and she will be 2015. You know, it's like facelifting.
So you had an accident and then you get a better car.
Yeah, you can say that. So I'm happy.
Okay, and then you're going to come to New Orleans and you're going to buy another car here.
Yes.
Whoa. So then, what's that car going to be like? And are you going to have an accident here? You got to be very careful here. You know, I've been driving around. There's a lot of other people that are drunk driving. So you got to be very careful and sober in order to not get murdered by a drunk driver.
You know, I think that I'm gonna get an SUV. I don't think I'm gonna get a sport car because New Orleans have the baddest streets ever, and I think it's a waste if I bought a sport car in New Orleans.
Yeah, because of the potholes.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get an SUV.
Yeah.
Limo with a shark in the back pool. All right. Well, we have to start telling, you know, to entertain these people, we got to start telling
yes.
secrets, big secrets.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of, you know, like, what we did in New Orleans, something big, like finding black prostitutes on Bourbon, fucking them up in Texas, and hustling Anna with bullshit. Yeah, you know, a lot of shit.
Hey, Mohammed, I think you're talking about Hannah, right?
Okay, you just give me some questions about what we did, you know, like...
You got arrested in Florida on a separate trip you got with a Florida MILF. Tell me about that, Mohammed.
What Florida MILF? You mean Texas MILF.
All right, sorry. You got arrested in Florida for driving without a license...
Yeah, so when I was going with my friends to the big club, it was La Villa. So when we went there, it was over 18, and they were so strict. And when they asked me for my ID, of course I have a fake ID, so I gave them my fake ID. And they say, oh no, we can't accept that because it's...
I'm already
in my face. I have an interview right now. So they didn't accept it, so I had to do something, and... you know, I took the car, what happened.
So you got arrested for not having the right document. Why'd you give the fake ID instead of your just, like, Dubai ID? That would have confused him.
Because I couldn't risk that. That was too much, you know.
But you gave him a fake ID. He could have arrested you for having an illegal document, a fake ID. You're not allowed to have that.
No. I gave my fake ID to the club bouncer, but he didn't accept it, so I took the car,
and went off. And when I went off, there was police everywhere, so they stopped me because I didn't have a seatbelt, and I didn't open my flashlight. I don't know why I didn't do that. And then I couldn't give them my fake ID because, you know, it was too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I got arrested. I was fucked up, you know. I spent the worst night of my life in the fucking jail, you know. It was so fucking dirty, you know, and they're, you know, they don't treat you well.
In prison, and they don't treat you well in prison. That's shocking.
No, it's not in prison. When they take you to the prison, they don't treat you well. You know, you sit in a fucking truck with 12 other people. Most of them are niggas.
Whoa.
And then you have to spend 40 minutes with those dirty niggas who fucking, you know, who do crimes and shit. And then you have to go to the fuck. You know, they just transport you from a place to another. They put you in a cage like a fucking dog. Do you know if my government know that, what they would have done?
What?
I don't want to even start, okay?
You got with
so
the...
So we can change
you,
the
okay, question. Here, I got the next question for you, Mohammed. You went on a road trip with Robin. All of a sudden, you got a Texas MILF. How'd you meet her?
Oh, yeah, that was one of my best things that happened in the U.S., you know. She was a hot MILF, actually. And, you know, when you see an opportunity, you gotta take it, you know. It's take it or leave it. So I decided to take it. You know, she was a hot MILF. She had a sexy body. And, you know, I don't know what to say, but she wasn't even sure that she wanted to do that since I was 18 and she was 28. But who cares? It's just 10 years. It's nothing for me, you know. So I just confronted her and I said, hey, do you want to do that or not? What do you want to do?
You so, confronted her with your dick?
You can say that.
It was an ultimatum and she took it.
Yeah, she knew that she couldn't resist me.
Yeah.
So I gave her what she wanted.
Did you give her some of that wacky tabacky and make her all confused?
Excuse me?
Did you give her?
What do you mean by that?
Did you give her any marijuana to make her confused, to mind control you, her into
bed with you? Whoa, wait a minute. Accusations. Big accusations. You can't say that, you know. Okay, maybe we smoked a little, but that was nothing, you know. When I smoke, I don't smoke to get high. I just smoke to make my mood good. That's it, you know. And I don't use people in that way. You can't say that. Don't be accusing me, Eric, please.
Here's some more big accusations. Big accusations. I remember when you... Before you lived here, Mohammed, you would come over the house and say, can I order a prostitute in your spare bedroom? And I said, okay,
wait a minute.
Let's have one rule. You can order a prostitute from Backpage.com, but it has to be before midnight so that I can get homework done and go to sleep at a reasonable time because I have class. The next day you come over, it's 12:15, and you point at the clock and go, Eric, it's only 15 minutes past. I can surely call a prostitute now. Then what happened was you moved in. It wasn't a spare bedroom anymore. It was your bedroom. And the first thing you said to me when you moved in, you walk in the door for the first time and say, Eric, welcome to the prostitute era. You flicked me off. You walked right into your room because you knew once you were paying for a room, that's your room. You can do whatever you want in there.
Yeah, you know, I have legal documents. You can't say no shit about me. I own this shit, you know.
Legal
documents. It's not Eric anymore. It's not Eric era anymore. I'm the fucking king of the house. I can order prostitutes. You know, I can order 10 prostitutes. No one gives a fuck because it's my fucking house.
Yeah, because once you got renter's
I
papers.
I show you a place.
Yeah. It was a Mohammed coup d'etat.
So what?
A coup d'etat is like a government takeover. Anyway, listen.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
I told you, like, hey, listen, a prostitute's not going to come to privateer place, which is student housing on the campus of UNO. You know where a prostitute would come to if you called her to your hotel room. Duh. So we should get a hotel room. Duh. And then if you say, hey, I'm at the Crown Astor Plaza Hotel, room 1216, why don't you bring your fine little prostitute ass up here? You'll have better results.
Wait a minute. You know, I remember something about that. I remember two pimps going out on a Tuesday night to find some prostitutes on Bourbon.
Really?
They were suits, like real pimps. And, you know, I remember some of that shit. Do you remember when I told you to be my bodyguard in Bourbon Street? You know, like, I'm a big businessman and you're my bodyguard.
Yeah, I was like, I'm working for you. You're working for me, Mohammed. I'm not your fucking bodyguard. You're my accountant.
What? Disrespectful. Disrespectful. After all these days, you come to me and say that? Eric, you will always be my employer. Employee. Don't try to, you know. So anyway, I remember that night that we were on Bourbon. We were drunk. We couldn't find any prostitutes or so ever. So
we called on Backpage.com. That was our first thing. Yeah. And then, you know,
yeah.
Can you believe that
I stole your Asian prostitutes. That would happen.
Prostitutes miss meetings sometimes. Can you believe it? They miss meetings. Yeah. They're not always punctual.
Yeah, I know. They are so
on a Tuesday
up, you know,
night,
I mean,
I was very confused by this.
Yeah, I mean, their schedule is so free. Why wouldn't they come? You know, prostitutes should have some, you know, pimps have to make more rules for prostitutes.
Yeah,
I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
Prostitute service in America is the worst. But, you know, since we have talked about that, I want to say something for your audience. Asian chicks are the best chicks, you know, because when you fuck an Asian chick, you know, the pussy is so tight, you know, so you don't need to use the asshole. The pussy is enough.
So if
you know,
you're saying if the pussy is good, the ass is irrelevant? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. That's Muhammad's whole life. Okay. So, if you want to fuck a prostitute, I would suggest Asian prostitute or, you know, a black prostitute. But when I say black, I don't mean like BBW. Oh, no. I mean like a hot black prostitute with a model body. That's what I mean. But, you know, sometimes black prostitutes could be hustlers. No, not sometimes. All times.
Hustlers? What do you mean? Do you mean that they...
Big,
once...
You know... Since I was in the U.S. since January 2015, all what I've seen from black people was hustling the
whoa.
Whole time. They steal weed, they hustle for food, they hustle for money, they hustle for rides. Black people are always hustlers all the time, you know? And you know, when that happened to... I didn't expect that prostitutes could be hustlers too. Until it just happened to me. Unfortunately, do you remember that day when we ordered two prostitutes, me and you, in the hotel, Crown Plaza?
Yeah, and then what happened? Yeah, so then we brought them back, and then
So we
had an agreement. There was a bathroom, and there was a bedroom. And I said, okay, I'll start in the bedroom, you start on the bathroom, and then we switch after a half hour. Well... My prostitute had kind of terrible boobs that kept leaking milk every time I grabbed at them, you know? And also, she wouldn't let me take her bra off because, who knows, I think she had a bad boob job and she had, like, scars on the bottom of her boobs. But go on, you were in the bathroom.
You had a milk prostitute. So what happened in the bathroom was, you know, we started in the shower, so I, you know... kept fingering her the whole time. Then suddenly I start fucking her. And she wanted me to work. But I said to her, hey, bitch, I paid you money. You can't let me work.
Whoa.
You fucking ugly-ass bitch. Stop working, lazy-ass bitch. And then, you know, I mean, you know, when you pay money, you expect something.
So you wanted her to do the pushing.
Yeah, she had to do the pushing. Right. So I did something that was, I think it was disrespectful, but who cares, she's just a prostitute. I stick my I stick my dick in her asshole, and I don't think she was okay with it, but, you know, it happened too fast, so she couldn't do anything.
Right.
You know, it was 50% raping, 50% fucking.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she complained.
For a guy from Dubai, you know, half a rape is a bargain.
You know, sometimes you have to do it without asking, because they will say no. They will try to be like, oh, my asshole is clean. My asshole is, I am virgin from the ass, so I can't, you know. So, I'm not the kind of people who would, you know, settle with that. No. I want more.
Okay, let me just say, okay, then the prostitute switched from the bathroom to the bedroom, and in the meantime, they stole $350 out of your wallet. Well, that's been another episode of the Highway Motherfucking Diary in the bag. I'd like to thank my guest, Mohammed from Dubai. This has been episode 126.
Yeah, good.
You might think that the episode with Mohammed is over, and I did too, but very shortly after I recorded the episode with Mohammed, he started obsessively leaving me voicemails, and they are comedy gold. Here they are, the voicemails from Mohammed.
OMG. Eric, you need to listen to this. So, we have an app, okay? And I have an app on my phone, and when you use this app, you can, you know, write your nickname and talk to people from your area. So I put my name as Eric, and then I started to talk to random Arabic people. You know, one of them answered me, and I was like, hi, my name is Eric. I do some stand-up comedy shows. Do you want to listen to one of my jokes? And he was like, listen, man. Slowly. Listen, man. I want to fuck her up. And I was like, hey, I'm 32 years old. I have a huge beard, and I have some kind of illness. I don't have hair on my head. I just have a huge beard. It was like, listen, man. Give me your BBM code. And I was like, why? What do you want to do? It was like, oh, give me your BBM code. I want to fuck you in the ass. I was like, I'm a fucking old man. He was like, it's okay. I don't care. Arabs, they have a fucking hot squad, you know. They just want to fuck anyone. They don't care. They just want to fuck anyone. Give them a fucking chicken and they would fuck it. They don't care. Fucking assholes. They didn't see anything from this nice life. Stupid father. And then he started, you know, molesting me or whatever you say. And I was like, man, that's disrespectful. You can't say that to people. And he just kept trying to pick me up to fuck me. They think all foreign people when they see a guy from the U.S., you know, without any beard, they think that his ass doesn't have any hair, you know, like, he has a clean ass. So they want to fuck it. Disrespectful. Rude. Eric, don't come to Dubai. They will rape you. Don't come. I talked to 4 people so far. They all say the same thing. I want to fuck you. Oh my God. Don't come to Dubai, Eric. Don't come. I don't recommend that. So I recorded some stuff for you, Eric, just to see that I'm not a fucking liar, okay? And I'm gonna show you a little bit of them. I'm gonna show you a small part.
It's Eric Hollaback. What's your name, kind sir?
Hello.
It's Eric Hollaback. What's your name, kind sir?
Hey mate, go suck my dick, bitch ass motherfucker.
You want me to suck my dick? Suck my dick. Suck your dick?
Yeah, suck my big ass motherfucking dick, black ass motherfucking bomber.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you can suck my disrespectful dick, bitch ass motherfucker. I go fuck your bitch, your sister. There you go.
Disrespectful? How rude.
Who the fuck, my chicken?
Oh, you can't say that to
people. Rude in your ass, bitch. You can't say that to people that you don't know, okay?
He wants me to drink his vanilla ice.
Your vanilla ice?
Yeah, my vanilla ice.
What is that?
My vanilla ice, my big vanilla ice.
Big vanilla ice.
But I'm a crazy old guy. What do you want from me?
Hey, man, hang up or you're gonna get the fuck out this fucking bitch ass.
So I just recorded a girl, another girl, speaking to me, and I told her your dirty jokes, Eric, and she was so amazed. She was like, oh my god, you are so, you have a strong personality, you are not afraid. Oh my god, I want to have sex with you. My pussy is wet. But I will never send you the record, Eric. I will never send you the record.
And there you have it. I want to clear something. I'm 29, not 32. And I don't know why he's saying, oh, I'm a creepy old man. My name's Eric Hollerbach. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. Well, there it is. That's another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag.